it is very good news for the industry. It lifts this element of uncertainty, considering that more than 70% of fisheries exports were going to the European or are going to the European Union. They've got something more than 1,000 workers, or 1,300 workers in the processing plant, and who would have been affected if they'd been given a red card and forced to cease the exports to the EU, and that would have had catastrophic implications for the local area around the cannery and more widely, because a lot of other businesses and workers are recruited from other parts of the Solomons as well.
Well, with so many jobs at stake and the value to the Solomon Islands economy, I believe around about $400 million Solomon's dollars, why wasn't the issue of illegal fishing tackled before now?
The issue of illegal fishing has been tackled and is being substantively tackled by the Solomons and all of the Pacific Island countries. What this amounts to is that the European Union required a particular chain of verification, of documented verification, and that hasn't been in place at the level of certification of specific exports. So it's the onshore side of verification of the source of that fish that was the problem, and it's taken a lot of effort to have that those internal systems put into place, people trained, a new culture of verification, and inculcated by those who have to be involved, because it does require a lot of detailed work that hadn't been necessary before.
Is that the end of the matter then, James, or is there more development that the EU or others require from the Solomon Islands?
For the Solomon Islands to really capitalize on this, they now need to address the issue. Well, first they've got to sustain this, of course. This is a certification and there will be future inspections and assessments, so they need to ensure that they sustain this. But in order for them to try to increase their exports to the European Union, they would need to address the market access issues and decide whether or not they wish to join Papua New Guinea and Fiji in ratifying the interim economic partnership agreement with the EU, which would give them somewhat better access, substantially better access to the tuna market in the European Union. But that's a policy decision that has other implications, but certainly to capitalize on their access to the EU, that's a decision that the government would, I'm sure, be looking at quite seriously from here on.